Jonathan Ive is one of the most influential designers working today. He's only 37 years old and is one of the youngest designers to have won the Design Museum's Designer of the Year Award, which he received in 2003. Jonathan studied design at Newcastle Polytechnic, and after graduating in 1989, he went to work for the London design agency Tangerine. Tangerine were contacted to work on some new designs for Apple Computer, the US computer manufacturer. And in 1992, they invited Jonathan to move to their headquarters in Cupertino, California, to take up a full-time position. Ive has been associated with a series of highly successful designs for Apple, ranging from the original iMac, with its distinctive coloured housing, which was followed by a similarly colourful laptop, the iBook, to the more recent iPod, the portable music player which has sold more than 2 million units since its launch 2 years ago. His success is mainly due to his revolutionary approach to computer design, which has changed them from industrial machines in beige boxes into sleek, stylish fashion objects. Walk into any office and you can see in a flash which desks have Apple computers on them. They just stand out. They attract your eye. And, of course, the people who use them wouldn't swap them for anything else. Trevor Bayliss, on the other hand, has had a very unusual career path. In fact, at 15, he was a member of the national swimming team. Then he spent some time in the army, got a job as a salesman with Purley Pools, a swimming pool manufacturer, worked as a stuntman on television, and then finally went on to become one of the UK's best-known inventors. He's won a number of awards for his creations, including the BBC Design Award, which he received in 1996. I think it's true to say that Trevor is more of an inventor than a designer, because he has really created a range of products that just didn't exist before. Eccentric, I suppose, would be one way to describe him, but I don't think anybody would underestimate the importance of the things he's designed. Trevor has almost single-handedly bridged part of the gap that separates the economically developed world from the developing world by providing machines that can connect to modern sources of information, but without necessarily having to have the infrastructure that otherwise would have been necessary. Probably the most famous of these is the wind-up radio, but also the wind-up flashlight, and more recently, the electric shoe.